I remember hearing the story that I love to tell everywhere I go about a family that I heard of down in South Georgia. I'm from Atlanta, and I heard of this country family down in South Georgia who had never been into the city before. They'd never been into a large city, and one day it happened that the man had to come to Atlanta to take care of some business. And so this old country family, having never been into the city, they were excited. I mean, the man turned around to his family, and he was getting ready to go. He said, "Y'all want to go with me to town?" So I'm going to Atlanta. You want to go with me? And they all said, "Yeah, Paul, yeah, we want to go with you. We want to go to Atlanta." He said, "All right, come on and get in the truck." And so they all went outside the house, and the wife got in the front of the truck with the baby in between, and the three kids crawled in the back, you know, young kids, boys and a girl, and they took off down this little dirt trail, and finally they hit the dirt road and drove till they came to the gravel road and then the asphalt road, and finally they got on the interstate and drove for hours, and eventually they found themselves driving around downtown Atlanta looking for the office building that he needed to visit. After a while, he pulled up in front of that building, and I mean they were awestruck by what they saw. The mother and the dad had their heads hanging out the window just looking up at the skyscrapers. The kids in the back were pointing at everything they saw. The old man got out of the truck and closed it and said, "Ewan's, wait here while I go in." And one of the kids, the young boy in the back, said, "Paul, can I go in with you?" He said, "All right, come on, boy." So the boy jumped out of the back of the truck, and they began to walk up the sidewalk toward that entrance into that great skyscraper. And they were looking around, taking it in, and as they approached the front door of that building, the revolving door swung open. And the boy said, "Paul, Paul, looky there. Then their doors opened up all by themselves." And the man said, "I see it, boy, I see it." They walked into the lobby, and as they were standing in the lobby of this ornate building, they couldn't believe it. The walls were covered with marble, paintings hanging all around the lobby, an ornate crystal chandelier hanging in the center. And as they stood taking it in, trying to absorb it, across the lobby, the elevator doors opened up. And the young boy said, "Paul, look above, that box opened by itself." And the old man said, "I saw that, boy, I saw it." Well, when he said that, about that time, this old, ugly woman walked into the elevator. And the elevator doors closed, and the boy said, "Paul, it swallowed her, it swallowed her." Well, they stood with their eyes as wide as saucers staring, and no sooner had it closed until it seemed it opened back up, and out walked a beautiful, young, shapely woman. And the old man whirled around to his son and said, "Boy, quick, run out there to the truck and fetch your ma and bring her in here." He said, "We're going to run her through that thing and see what it'll do for her." Well, I'm going to tell you, that guy had a basic misunderstanding, and it is this. The woman that went into that elevator was not the same woman that came out of that elevator. Now, I want to tell you something. When you entered into Jesus Christ and you were born again, you have been recreated. 2 Corinthians 5:17 says you are a new creation. You are not the person you used to be. God has transformed you. In Ezekiel chapter 16, the Lord gives us an object lesson, I believe, with Israel in the Old Testament to demonstrate the grace we find in the New Testament. At the heading of my chapter in Ezekiel 16, the Bible, my heading that the editor put there says, God's grace to unfaithful Jerusalem. And this is a beautiful picture tucked away in this Old Testament book about the grace of God. It demonstrates to us where we were and where God has brought us to and where He is. There are three truths that I want to share with you out of this text this morning that illustrate God's work in your life as His beautiful bride. First of all, I want to call your attention to verses 4 and 5 where the Bible makes it very clear that there was a time when you were ugly. There was a time when you were ugly. The Lord said about Jerusalem, He said, "Your origin and your birth are from the land of the Canaanite. And your father was an Amorite and your mother was a Hittite." He's saying, you know, there was a time when I saw you and there was absolutely nothing desirable about you. He says, you know, you don't exactly come from good stock. I mean, if you read the text, even if you don't know about Amorites and Hittites, that statement just sort of sounds like an insult, doesn't it? Your daddy was an Amorite and your mama was a Hittite. I mean, you know, you just can hear the, you can hear the tone in that statement. And he says to them, you came from pagan stock. There was nothing inherent in you that caused me to be attracted to you, God says. It's not like I looked at you and said, ho, ho, with that background, I'd be lucky to have this one. No, God says there was nothing about you that enticed me to you. You were lying there, God says, in fact, in your own filth. You were lying there in a field, and there was nothing attractive about you that would catch my attention or cause me to look toward you. In verse 5, he said, you were there in an open field, squirming, wallowing in your own filth, wallowing in your own blood. Now, I want to tell you something. The Bible makes it very clear that for those of us who in the crowd who do not know Jesus Christ, there's nothing about you that draws God to you.